Ron Van Dam. He's classy, sassy, and a little bit brassy. You thought I was going to put gassy in there, didn't you? Well, you know, it wouldn't be wrong, but let's just leave that for now. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Thank you, welcome to the show. In order to keep things moving along, if you could just wear your name tag about 3 inches above your left bosom, that would make it easier for everybody to recognize each other. We'll be serving cocktails in the lobby just after the show, for no reason whatsoever other than I just love to serve cocktails after the show. Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy Monday to you. Is that what it is? Who cares? What's the difference? Just another name for another day. Doesn't make any difference at all. They're all the same at this point. Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I try to figure out what's out of season now. I can't wear white pants anymore because it's after Labor Day. I got a little clue for you. I never wear white pants. There's no point. I saw a guy walking around a couple of weeks ago wearing white pants, and I felt like walking up to him, tapping him on the shoulder and saying, "Excuse me, what the hell's wrong with you? Men don't wear white pants unless you're like going on a yacht or something. And even then, come on, white pants makes no sense. You can't sit down. You can't spill anything on your bottom half. What the hell's wrong with you? Women in white pants? I kind of get it, but still don't. It's like shoes. I don't understand women with shoes. I seriously don't. There's some type of a real biological thing with this. There is such a... I've talked about this before. It has nothing to do with the genitals. The only difference between men and women are the number of shoes that they own. It's phenomenal. I can't figure it out. And I've said to a lot of women, why do you own so many pairs of shoes and you can't even feed your family? What is this obsession with shoes? And you know what their response is? I don't know. That's what they answer. I don't know. It just is. It's like a religious thing or something. Well, I don't know. This is just the way it is. It's crazy. Why do you own so many shoes? You can't possibly wear all of them at the same time. It's because the shoes have to go with the outfit. If you're a man and you're looking at your shoes and you're figuring which one should I wear with my outfit, we have to have an intervention immediately. And I don't care if your friends show up or not. I'm having the intervention with you because something's wrong. With all the crazy things going on in the world, you're concerned about your shoes matching your outfit? Nobody looks at your shoes. Do you know the only people who look at your shoes are depressed people who don't look up? They're just so depressed that they're always looking down. They're the only people that see your shoes. Hey, if you want to start dating depressed people because your shoes look good, go for it. Nobody's looking at your shoes. Believe me, men do not look at shoes. There's not been a man in history, except for the foot fetish people, who live somewhere in Nevada. No man has ever said, I'm going to marry that woman. Why? Is she beautiful? Man, her shoes. They're fantastic. What a wonderful woman she is. No one's ever said that. No one cares about your shoes. Do you know who cares about your shoes? Just you in your delusional fictional world. No one cares what kind of shoes you're wearing. Believe me, they don't. Believe me. Men, they don't own shoes. Some do, and they're a little weird. Men don't own shoes. They don't care what the hell's going on their feet. It's a utilitarian situation. It's not a fashion thing. Do you ever see a man walk around in high heels? No. Do you know why you haven't? It's because they're uncomfortable. And I guess women need to wear high heel shoes to make them look taller. What? There's a lot of vanity going on. A lot of vanity. You don't see men walking around wearing makeup, do you? All right, Bill, I'll meet you at the bar and we'll have a few drinks. Give me about an hour. I have to put on my foundation. I can't go out looking like this. Men don't do that. They put on the nearest pair of shoes they have so their feet don't step on glass. That's the only reason. They don't care what they look like to anybody. And apparently, I don't know. If you're married or you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever the case may be, I don't really care. If you have a girlfriend or a wife or something, she will say to you every time you go out, is that what you're going to wear? You're going to wear that? Oh, my God. Yes, I am, because I put it on. You can't go out looking like that. Why not? Because you can't. I'm not going to be seen with you looking like that. Why not? How bad do I look? There's a lot of weird stuff going on. All right. Look, I have an interesting guest. I'm through complaining for now. Oh, but believe me, I'll be back with more complaining. I have an interesting guest coming up later in the program. We're going to be talking about the conditions of our schools and not necessarily the education, but the decrepitation, the crumbling, physical crumbling of some of these buildings. And now that we're getting back into the physical school situation where kids are going to school again, it's been like 20 years, right? We're finding that these buildings are starting to deteriorate in front of our eyes. This is where we're shoving our kids. Yeah, they're starting to fall down. There's no circulation in the building, which becomes quite important these days to have good air circulation. These schools are like 30, 40, 50 years old, and then some. And new schools, that's nice, Ron. New schools are being built, but it takes the town and the cities to gather the money, raise the taxes or something to build these schools. And then the old schools are turned into condos, because that's what we do with old things. We turn them into condos. Really, yes. Look, they just tore down that building. What are they going to put in its place? Condos. Condoms. They're going to put condos there. Places for people to live. I don't know where we're getting all these people from. I guess Afghanistan or something. Where all of a sudden, we got to build a lot of things for people. They got no place to live. What? What are you talking about? Oh, stop it. Yeah, I mean, see, I'm not big on education. I'm really not, because I think it's just a waste of time. If kids don't want to learn, kids aren't going to learn. If kids want to learn, they're going to learn through any method possible. And if you're not intelligent and you can't raise your children and give them some advice and teach them some stuff, you shouldn't be having children. Get rid of the shoes. Get rid of the children. I mean, seriously, children are wonderful. You need them. Replace yourself. Don't multiply yourself Two people shouldn't be forming a baseball team of children. That's too many. Calm it down a little bit. Whoa, pull the reins on the horses. Stop having so many children. China restricted the number of children you can have. I don't think we can do that in this country, although I don't think that's a bad idea. Now China says, whoa, now we're not like, now we're getting short of children here. Let's start making some more. It's like the whole country is a child factory or something. I don't understand. I don't understand. I was watching television yesterday, as I do every day, and there was a commercial on ABC for the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars, and they said, quote unquote, the stars and celebrities on this season's show will blow you away. And then they listed the celebrities that were going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I knew none of them. Some of the names sounded familiar, but for the life of me, I can't figure out what the hell they do. I don't know who they are. You might as well start naming my neighbors and put them on the show, because I don't know who anybody is anymore. It's not Dancing with the Stars. It's Dancing with People That Nobody Knows. That should be the name of the show. They're not stars. Who the hell are they? And I thought it was just me, but I started saying to some of my acquaintances, did you know these people that are on Dancing with the Stars? And all of them said, well, I might know one or two. I might have heard of them, but I don't really know who they are. Who are these people? Stars of what? Dancing with the Stars, my ass. That should be the name of the show. Dancing with the Stars, my ass. Maybe it's I'm getting older and I don't know who people are anymore, because they were never famous to me. I never saw anything they did. I don't know what are they, glass blowers? What kind of stars are they? Are they popular glass blowers in upstate New York? I don't know who these people are. And then I watch them dance on the show, and as I'm watching the show, I'm saying to myself, why am I wasting my time watching glass blowers or whoever they are dance around and then see crazy people judge them? I can't watch dancing. Some shows when they come on, I can't change the channel fast enough, because I feel that if any part of my brain sees just a few seconds of that show, I will be mentally destroyed forever. Another show I don't understand is Project Runway. I thought it was a show about building airports. I don't know. Apparently Heidi Klum, and I don't know what she does. She's popular, but I don't know why. Do you know, this is how she married a SEAL. I think that's what I heard. Heidi Klum, this fashion model, I guess she was. I don't know. I have no idea. She married a SEAL and divorced the SEAL and married a porpoise. I know. Isn't it weird? She apparently doesn't know how to dress. She wears things that nobody would ever wear. And she's the head of a fashion television show, and she dresses like an alien from another planet that actually won't even be allowed back to the planet because of how badly she dresses. And then they have designers who design these dresses that nobody would ever wear, ever, in public. They should have a television show called Shoes. It would be vastly popular amongst the women. Shoe designers. Project Shoes. I have no idea. It's another strange program. I believe I get about 400 channels through my cable subscription, and I sit there with nothing to watch. And when there's something I do want to watch, it's on some subscription channel that I don't get because I haven't paid for it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't understand. I pay money for things, but I don't get anything. I have to pay more money to get what I want, even though I'm paying money already to get nothing that I want. It doesn't make any sense. And that will be the title of my new book, It Makes No Sense. I'm currently writing it. I've been writing it for about 12 years now. I write about 3 words a week. Eventually it shall be completed, and when it is, I probably won't be happy with it. But that's the way it goes, right? All right, fine, good. How are you, by the way? I'm sorry, I was talking about myself for so long and spouting my opinions. I haven't really had a chance to find out how you're doing. So let's do this interactive thing. You know that this is radio and I cannot hear you. You know that, right? Okay, and I don't take phone calls. You know that, right? This isn't live right now. You know that, right? So we can't interact. And if life were only that simple. So we're going to have a conversation right now. I do this every once in a while in order to prove just how absurd everything is. We're going to have a conversation. I'm going to ask you questions. You answer them by yelling into the speaker of which you are listening to this program. And we'll make believe I can hear you. And we'll have a conversation even though we can't hear each other. All right, let's get started. And the purpose of this is so you can feel validated. Here we go. Well, how was your weekend? Uh-huh. Really? Seriously? Okay. If that's what you... Really? Okay. All right. I mean, I can give you more time if you want. No? All right. Fine. Well, how's everything with you? What are you going to be doing later on today? Oh. Wow. That should be interesting. It's not? I see. All right. How's everything going in your life? Everything good? Yeah. Yeah, it has been tough. It has been tough, I know. Yeah. Well, things go wrong. Things go wrong. Okay. You know, sometimes not everything goes well, and it usually doesn't. Then, yeah, that's considerable. Uh-huh. No, go on. You talk. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? No, you go on. You talk. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. So how are you feeling, though? How's your health? Is your health good? Yeah, I know. Me too. I get it. Okay, and it's enough. I get it. Uh-huh. All right, fine. Whatever. If you don't want to talk anymore, fine. It's up to you. All right, my guest is going to join us momentarily, and I think you'll find it fascinating, especially if you have children. If you do have children, I find that fascinating as well. And we'll check it out, man. Okay, what do you think? Good? All right. Hey. Here we go. We'll be right back after these words with my guest.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV. I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Ron.
Rachel Hodgson joins us now, and she is President and CEO of the International Well Building Institute. Rachel, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Well, we're talking about our schools. Boy, what a better time to have this conversation. There isn't any better time. The schools are opening, and a lot of parents and a lot of people are saying, I don't quite understand what's going on here. Everything varies so greatly. What is the state of our schools today?
To tell you the truth, pretty awful. Our school infrastructure was already facing a national emergency, and COVID-19 took that bad situation and made it a heck of a lot worse. So the 2021 State of Our Schools report shines a spotlight on that severe and chronic underinvestment. $85 billion a year. That's how much the shortfall is, and it's eroding the country's ability to provide safe, healthy, efficient schools.
Does it vary from state to state, or is this pretty much across the board?
You know, it varies state to state, but there is a shortfall in every single state and the District of Columbia.
Are the inadequacies toward the infrastructure, is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. You'd be surprised probably to know that K-12 public schools are the second largest sector of U.S. public infrastructure spending. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about facilities and everything that surrounds them. The places where our kids learn are failing our students.
Yeah. Basically, we're talking about the environment in which our children are supposed to be learning. That's the bottom line. And in many situations,
exactly.
That's actually crumbling, but I mean physically crumbling. I drive around many places from state to state, and I look at some schools and I go, "Oh, is that a prison or a school? What is that? When was that built?" It's odd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, I've met a superintendent in West Virginia whose school literally fell into a sinkhole. And she wasn't able to raise enough funds within the community to be able to make the necessary repairs. And that problem repeats itself all over the United States, most especially in rural school districts, and most especially in school districts with higher percentages of Black and brown students.
Yeah.
It's an inequity issue of the most important proportions.
Yeah. My concern with this pandemic thing that doesn't seem to be going away just yet is circulation of air filtration systems in the schools so that air moves properly.
Yes.
Some of those schools, the windows don't even open. I'm very concerned about health there, where before we weren't thinking about that. Now it's like front and center.
Exactly. And COVID-19 is an airborne virus.
Yeah.
There's nearly universal need to improve ventilation and filtration by making improvements to our heating and cooling systems in virtually every school in America. We knew that this was an issue in most schools before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Those schools that were unfit before, they're downright dangerous in this
yes.
pandemic.
You've said it right on the nose. They're actually dangerous as opposed to being a concern. Now they're dangerous. It's a state-to-state thing. I guess funds come from the federal government, from Congress, that kind of thing. But, I mean, where does one turn I'm sorry, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, actually, funds really don't come from the federal government. The federal government provides a mere 1% of funding per year, and that's really one of the issues that this report shines a light on, that states and school districts, just mathematically speaking, cannot come up with the dollars that they need to keep their facilities in good condition. And the federal government, which supports every other major category of infrastructure, needs to step up and play its part.
Yeah, I mean, it's Congress pretty much needs to get it together. I mean, every candidate for every position, whether it be the mayor of a city or a town, all the way up to the president, they always campaign by saying education is number one, and we have to fund education. It's I mean, they make it a number one talking point, but I think what you're saying is that never really develops physically.
Exactly. I think that we think a lot about the curriculum and the teachers, and everybody in our schools is trying their best. But yeah. when the facilities are compromised, it has an impact yeah. on health and safety of students and teachers and staff.
Yeah.
We know that our kids aren't equipped to learn when they are in crumbling school facilities that are uncomfortable and that are unsafe. This is a serious health issue. My mom has permanent respiratory damage from mm-hmm. being in sick classrooms during her time as wow. a public school employee. Wow. I've met parents who tell me that after their child goes to a new green school with adequate ventilation, they don't need their inhalers 5 days a week.
Wow.
I've met teachers who say that they no longer suffer from the 230 headache, which is a term that they coined for just how sick that building makes them after a full day of school. So these things have real impacts on our children's health and on our teachers' health, and that parlays itself into educational outcomes.
That is some sobering information that exists, but we just never think about it unless we're in the trenches, I suppose. I guess it's time for every single parent to get to their congresspeople and say, I'm watching you. You better do something about this, and I mean now. I think that's the way things move.
Exactly. Well, the good news is that there's $82 billion on the table for yeah. school facilities in the infrastructure bill that's currently being debated mm-hmm. in Congress.
Correct.
So if you're a parent, if you're a teacher, a concerned citizen, you should contact your senators. You should contact your representatives and be sure that that money stays in the bill and goes to the students and the teachers and the communities that need it the most.
Yeah. But let's use some strong language in doing so by saying, I'm watching you. And this must be done; otherwise, there are consequences for your extended stay. Okay, how do we do this? Just contact. I guess we can get a list somewhere, or how do we do this? Who do we contact?
Well, you can start by going to stateofourschools2021.org, and there you're going to find specific information on the state of our schools in Massachusetts. And you can download a full copy of the report for free.
Okay.
Then you can simply Google your Massachusetts representative. Their contact information will be right there on the homepage. Pick up the phone or send an email. It's really urgent that we all raise our voices mm-hmm. on this matter.
And you can do this in every state. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I think that should be appetizing for one and all. Look what I found. Here's a little puppy dog.
Aww.
I know. Nothing stops people in their tracks more than seeing a little puppy dog.
Aww.
I know. Puppies are so cute. Look at the little tiny little turds on the floor.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that? Oh, they're not well formed. They seem to be loose and it's almost diarrhea.
Aww.
Yeah, it's so cute. It's so cute. And look, the little puppy dog chewed a hole in the wall, but it's such a cute hole.
Aww.
All right, fine. I could go on and on, but it's probably not a great idea to do that. All right. Tomorrow, another program, another day. If today's activities do not please you, there's always tomorrow. What was it? What was that? That musical Annie, I believe it was Annie Get Your Gun or Annie or just Annie, something like that. There was an Annie in it, and there was a song called "The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow." Bet your bottom dollar. I don't know which dollar. I don't know my dollar. Usually on the bottom, actually. Bet your bottom dollar that sun will come out tomorrow. Of course, unless it's cloudy and raining, then it won't. See, the sun is always out, but we can't always see it. I actually, oh my God, I met this woman years ago who actually thought, oh my God, who actually thought that when it's rainy and cloudy outside that the sun is not up there. What a douche she was. She couldn't understand that the planet rotates. She thought that everything rotates around the planet because things come up from the horizon and then set at the end of the day. She said, oh, so like the whole universe is like spinning around us. No, you idiot. The earth is spinning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I divorced her after 3 months. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Tomorrow, will you come around tomorrow, please?